We're going to be afflicted and killed, but we will be gaining a better resurrection if we look not, as Paul said, in the book of Hebrews, have our mind on something, on the better thing, that we want to obtain a better resurrection, that we might be like our Lord. I can't be greater than Jesus, but I can be like him. That's what he says. A servant is not greater than his master. It is enough for a servant to be as his master. And his message was, if they have called me the prince of devils, what will they call you? One of the prince of devils' lackeys, obviously. And less than the prince of devils, Lower than the prince of devils. They're not going to be loving us, they're going to be hating us. And in the book of Revelation, you see the prophets of the end times, they don't do things that make people like them. It's not like Jesus' day we're going to be healing and people will love us and just a few people are going to hate us, the people in charge. It'll probably be reversed, is that they're going to be caught smiting the earth with all plagues as often as they will, causing the rain that it wouldn't come. And if anyone tries to hurt them, they're going to be spitting fire out of their mouths. That's what the end times prophets do. So how much love do you think they're going to get? They're devilish. They're spitting fire. They're making plagues. They're causing it won't to rain. They're causing, they're causing this, they're causing that. And they're going to be seen as evil because they're bringing evil. Then shall many be offended. They're going to stumble. As always, many are going to stumble. They're going to fall from their faith when they're faced with this time of trouble that's coming and the deception that is coming. Remember, the God's witnesses aren't the only ones that are going to be performing miracles, though they be signs from heaven. There will be signs from heaven from the wicked one who's coming. He's going to call down fire from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. He's going to make a show of himself that he is God. He's going to show people, I am God, bringing down fire and working other miracles that it's not detailed. What will he be able to do? He's going to convince the whole world, and many people who otherwise were Christians are going to say, maybe this is God, and I shouldn't listen to these few wacky people over here. Maybe they are of the devil. They sure seem to be acting like it, because they haven't been prepared in their hearts to receive the truth. But rather, like it says in the book of 2 Thessalonians, which is if you want to understand what the rapture and all that of the end times, the resurrection is not going to come till after Christ returns. I don't like the word rapture because it's a perversion of the doctrine of the resurrection. I believe in the resurrection. I don't believe in a rapture. I can be resurrected while I'm on my feet because this body is dead already. Or I can be resurrected from in the ground or in the sea or scattered into a million particles in the air. It doesn't matter. God is able to raise me up. The day of Christ coming is not going to come till the falling away, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. But it also says his coming is in working is after the power of Satan, or his coming is after the working of Satan. It's the work of Satan to bring this about. This false Christ that's coming. It was a personification of Satan himself, as far as I'm concerned. With all power and signs and lying wonders. He's going to have power. He's going to have signs, wonders of a lie. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion. God sends them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned, that believe not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. If you don't believe the truth, if your pleasure is in unrighteousness, you will not receive it. You will not receive the truth, but you will be deceived, and God will send you a strong delusion to help you believe the deception. The time that's going to come is going to cause many who say, Lord, Lord, to fall away from the faith and to worship the devil. And what's going to happen to them? They're still, when Jesus appears, they're going to say, Lord, Lord, because the whole time they think there's a continuum. The whole time they think, I'm a Christian. From the beginning to the end, they're going to think, I'm a Christian. I'm a believer in Jesus Christ. There he is. though it's a false one. And when the true one comes, they're going to be confused, but they're still going to think, I'm a believer. I've always been a believer. So when they go to Jesus, they're going to think, hey, I believe in him still. I never stopped believing. Sure, I did some bad works, but I did a lot of good works too. I'll go up to the Lord and say, Lord, I've done many wonderful works in your name. And he's going to say, yeah, you're a worker of iniquity. Get out of my sight. I never knew you. There's going to be a lot of hate going on in the end times, leading up to that final disappointment for so many, many people. And so leading up to it, there's going to be a lot of pressure. I'll tell you what, there's going to be a lot of pressure from friends, pressure from family, pressure from neighbors. Believe in the false Christ. They're going to be pressuring you. They're going to be pushing you because everyone in the world is supposed to come in and worship him. Every knee should bow to this one. Every knee should bow. But there will be some knees that will not bow. There will be some who will fight against him with the power of their mouth, with the sword of their mouth, with the spirit of fire from within them, with the spirit of God blasting forth, destroying the enemies, smiting the earth with plagues, smiting the earth with disasters. Yes, that is the work of the servants of God in the end times. And they're going to be hated. They're going to be delivered up. There's going to be pressure. Lots of pressure. You don't really believe them, do you? I'm going to have to report you if you don't just bow down and worship the Lord. A lot of confusion and pressure and deception and delusion. But Christ is able to make us stand. So let's submit ourselves to him now so that we're going to be ready. Because I'm excited about it. I want to be there. Well, it's too much. We can't take it. You of little faith, you of little faith who saw Peter walk on the water, you think, I can't go through the tribulation. I was believing in the rapture. That's the whole reason I became a believer, was to escape. See, that's the problem. They use that as part, oh, yeah, believe in Christ so you can escape. I want to escape the trouble that is now. I want to escape the sin, because that's what really troubles me. You know what doesn't trouble me? It's people slitting my throat. What doesn't trouble me is people torturing my body. That doesn't really trouble me. Yeah, I don't like it. Yeah, I definitely don't want that to happen. That's just the flesh speaking, though. But what really, really troubles us is sin. What really brings us down is sin. They can kill my body, but they can't do anything to my soul. Only God can destroy my soul, and he will destroy my soul because of sin. Sin is what will destroy me. They can torture me, but God can make me a body anew. They can, and those marks, like Christ, when he came, he had those marks. They were like scars of honor. Look what they did to me. He could show them off. Here's the place where they pierced me. You know, they could have been made whole as ever.